78, and it went through to 81 or 82. Band wanted to move out to LA and continue on, and I was kind of tired of being broke all the time, and I wasn't really digging the whole music scene. It's too much posturing and posing constantly and being that rock person on stage all the time when you're not that person. You know, wherever you go, you're going to see another band, you're hanging out in a bar, whatever, you always had to be that guy on stage, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, so I took a leap of faith and decided I think I might be better suited for doing art. And I've always wanted to paint, and I could draw really well, in all modesty. That was my strength, but I wanted to learn how to paint. So I went to CCS and got a BFA instead of following my music career. So yeah, working in advertising sucked, and so I quit that after I developed a small body of clientele. And I did a lot of work since I was in the music profession that very short time. That really helped with my art career, because I ended up meeting Gary Grimshaw, who let me work at Cream Magazine, and a lot of my musician friends needed 45 covers made and rock posters and all that stuff. So they kept on coming to me because I was really cheap too, and I knew they had no budget. So I would say, okay, I'll do your 45 cover for $125. You know, it'll only be two color, but you know, you're gonna get what you get. Like, I did that. I worked a lot with Rick Mills for the 3Ds and Speedball and I don't know, Twisting Tarantulas. I'm trying to think. I did a lot of work for Film Threat too at the time. So